Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and some of you may be interested in my Wednesday night television show where web video meets the issues. Tonight's videos include a YouTube and Guggenheim Museum collaboration seeking web video art from the public. That's tonight at 7:30 on CUNY TV, Channel 75, on the New York City cable systems. We are awaiting President Obama, who now we are told may or may not make an appearance at the White House to discuss the fate of General Stanley McChrystal. The Afghanistan war commander left the White House after a closed-door meeting with President Obama this morning to explain his inflammatory remarks about the president and other civilian leaders. There was no immediate word on whether Obama would fire him. McChrystal departed the White House before the president convened a regularly scheduled war planning meeting there. Officials had indicated earlier that McChrystal was summoned back to Washington from Afghanistan to explain at that war meeting the disparaging remarks that he made about the Obama administration in an interview with Rolling Stone. Obama and McChrystal met for about 30 minutes this morning before McChrystal was seen leaving the White House. Before the meeting, two military officials said McChrystal went in prepared to submit his resignation. They spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to speak publicly. Obama was expected to make an announcement on McChrystal's future later today, and we had been told that that announcement would come at about this time, but now the White House seems to be dancing around that. Fred Kaplan, military stories, war stories writer for Slate.com, is back with us. And Fred, I mean, how long can they keep everybody dangling on this? He had the meeting. I guess they also had or are still having a war planning meeting without the top commander. And the president's going to have to say something soon, right?
Well, President Obama has always said that he doesn't feel governed by the 24-hour news cycle. But, yeah, if he doesn't make a statement sometime today, I think he's kind of pushing it, because I think you leave in suspense not only the punditocracy, but, I mean, everybody fighting this war in Afghanistan. I think he has to make an executive. He met for 30 minutes with General McChrystal. That is a very short period of time for a meeting of this magnitude. And then McChrystal leaves the White House, presumably indicating that he's not going to take part in this meeting, which he otherwise would have taken part in via video conference if he'd still been back in Afghanistan. I said on your show earlier that suggested to me that he's been canned. But again, we can only speculate.
Does it affect the actual war effort for this to be in limbo, or not really, because that's happening much closer to the ground?
Yeah, I mean, the day-to-day stuff, no, probably not. But I think President Obama has to make a very decisive move one way or the other on this. I mean, if the danger is if he gets rid of another commander after having just gotten rid of McKiernan a year ago, McChrystal was hired for the intent purpose of carrying out this counterinsurgency strategy, which President Obama has adopted. The strategy in place right now is essentially McChrystal's strategy. So if McChrystal is going to go, then Obama has to give a very clear signal that he is in charge, and that means, I think, in part, making a decisive statement rather quickly.
And I guess for the sake of the morale of the troops, as well as for the sake of fighting the enemy, the president would have to very explicitly reaffirm that he is still going to pursue McChrystal's war plan. Is that correct?
I think that's right. I don't think it's. I don't think there's going to be another rethink of the strategy. It hasn't been in place for long enough to justify anything like that. I think the strategy stays in place at least. Until the systematic review of it, which was scheduled to take place in December.
Who would replace Stanley McChrystal?
Well, I mean, several possibilities have been brought up. The one that would lead to the greatest continuity is General Rodriguez, who is McChrystal's deputy. He would just move up one slot. He knows who all of General McChrystal's contacts were in Afghanistan. He knows his style of operation in that kind of military diplomacy. Other people mentioned are General Mattis, who was just recently passed over to become the Marine Corps Commandant, and therefore he's due to retirement, but he's very well versed in counterinsurgency theory, as a respected warrior as well. He could be shuffled over there, or some people have even said that General Petraeus might step into it, although that would mean stepping down from his current position as head of the entire regional command.
Fred Kaplan, war stories columnist for Slate.com. Again, we were told that President Obama would come out and make a statement around 15 minutes ago, but now they are backtracking on that, so we don't know when the president will appear to issue the fate of General Stanley McChrystal. War stories columnist for Slate, Fred Kaplan, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Thank you.